Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Russian President Vladimir Putin to visit India tomorrow. New Delhi and Moscow to sign several key agreements. India to assume chairship of International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance in Sweden today. India's Operation Sagar Bandhu continues to bolster Sri Lanka's struggle against devastation caused by Cyclone Ditwa. Russia-United States talks on Ukraine peace deal ends with no conclusion. U.S. President Donald Trump says U.S. to soon begin land strikes on Venezuela. And in hockey, hosts India enters quarterfinal of FIH Men's Junior World Cup, beating Switzerland 5-0. And now the news in detail. Russian President Vladimir Putin will be on a two-day state visit to India from tomorrow for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. New Delhi and Moscow are likely to sign a number of agreements during the visit of the Russian president. According to an official in External Affairs Ministry, agreements will be signed in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. The focus during the visit will be on the ever-growing trade and economic ties between the two nations. Cooperation in defense, energy and space have been very significant between India and Russia. There is a growing interest in both countries to further deepen these ties. India and Russia are expected to sign a labor mobility agreement to protect Indian workers and boost skilled migration. Addressing an online media briefing organized by Sputnik News Agency in Delhi yesterday, spokesperson for the President of Russia, Dmitry Peskov, expressed confidence that the trade volume will reach $100 billion by 2030.
We have managed to ensure the growth of our trade volume for more than $63 billion. It's overall trade volume. It's quite significant, but the potential is much more higher. And we do hope that before 2030, we'll be able to reach a horizon of $100 billion.
India has been invited for the first time to chair the International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance, that is, International IDEA. On behalf of India, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar will assume the chairship of International IDEA at Stockholm in Sweden today. Over India's chairship, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said the entire world knows and acknowledges the successful conduct of free, fair and transparent elections in India. He further said that it is a moment of great pride for all the citizens and election workers of India.
The entire world has recognized and acknowledged the successful conduct of free, fair and transparent elections in India, and for this reason a prestigious group of 37 democratic countries has invited India to the chairship of the International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance, International IDEA, for the first time in its 30-year history. This is a matter of immense pride for all citizens and election officials of India.
Established in 1995, International IDEA is an intergovernmental organization with a current membership of 37 countries, including United States and Japan, as observers. India's Operation Sagar Bandhu continues to bolster Sri Lanka's struggle against the devastation caused by Cyclone Ditwa. The Disaster Management Center reports 465 deaths, 366 missing, and over 1.55 million people affected across all 25 districts, with Kandy suffering the highest toll. In the central province, Indian Air Force helicopter IFC-1875 delivered 2,000 kilograms of relief to Mandaram Nuwara and evacuated 17 people, including a heart patient from Irunuguvatta. Another sortie airlifted 24 passengers, a pregnant woman, 5 children and foreign nationals from Kotamale to Colombo, while IFC-1885 transported 2,000 kg of aid and 19 troops to Puramadula. High Commissioner of India Santosh Jha reviewed the NDRF operations at Seddavatta near Colombo. Moreover, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said the Indian Air Force's C-17 transport aircraft carrying a self-contained modular field hospital, over 70 medical and support personnel and essential vehicles landed in Colombo yesterday. Russia and the US did not reach a compromise on a possible peace deal to end the war in Ukraine after a five-hour Kremlin meeting between President Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump's top envoys. The Russian president met US Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and entrepreneur Jared Kushner in the Kremlin last night for talks on a possible way to end the Ukraine war. The Russian side was represented by the presidential aide Yuri Ushakov and envoy Kirill Dmitriev. Yuri Ushakov said no compromises have been found as of yet. Ushakov said some American proposals are acceptable to Russia while others are not. They discuss the substance, not specific wording and solutions, and the parties see enormous potential for cooperation. Ushakov further informed that the territorial issue was also discussed in the meeting. Kremlin envoy Kirill Dmitriev termed the session was productive. Meanwhile, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said some things still need to be worked out in the draft peace plan. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. U.S. President Donald Trump has said U.S. will begin land strikes on Venezuela very soon. Trump said they will begin striking the bad ones living inside Venezuela. Mr. Trump's comments came during the cabinet meeting hint at further escalation between Washington and Caracas. Mr. Trump said the administration came under heavy scrutiny over its conduct in offensive targeting the alleged drug trafficking boats, killing more than 80 people so far. U.S. President in the meeting defended War Secretary Pete Hegseth and said that neither he nor the War Secretary knew about the second strike on the suspected drug vessel. Hegseth stated that he watched the first strike live but then moved on to his next meeting.
First couple of strikes, as you would, as any leader would want, you want to own that responsibility. So I said, I'm going to be the one to make the call after getting all the information and make sure it's the right strike. That was September 2nd. I watched that first strike live. As you can imagine, at the Department of War, we got a lot of things. So I didn't stick around for the hour and 2 hours, whatever, where all the sensitive site exploitation digitally occurs. So I moved on to my next meeting. A couple of hours later, I learned that that commander had made the, which he had the complete authority to do, and by the way, Admiral Bradley made the correct decision to ultimately sink the boat and eliminate the threat.
The Trump administration has paused all immigration applications, including green card and U.S. citizenship processing, filed by immigrants from 19 non-European countries. The administration cited concerns over national security and public safety. The pause applies to people from 19 countries that were already subjected to a partial travel ban in June, placing further restrictions on immigration. The list of countries includes Afghanistan and Somalia. In men's hockey, India thrashed Switzerland 5-0 to qualify for quarterfinals of the AFIH Junior Hockey World Cup 2025 at Madurai International Hockey Stadium in Tamil Nadu. Manmeet, Shardanand Tiwari and Arshdeep Singh found the net for India. The hosts finished on top of Pool B with 9 points from the 3 games. Shardanand was awarded the player of the match. In men's cricket, India will face South Africa in the second match of the 3-match ODI series at Raipur in Chhattisgarh this afternoon. The match will begin at 1:30 p.m. India currently lead the series by 1-0 after defeating the Proteas by 17 runs in the first ODI. Led by Virat Kohli's 52nd ODI ton and Kuldeep Yadav's 4-wicket haul, India registered a dominant victory in the series opener. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Russian President Vladimir Putin to visit India tomorrow, New Delhi and Moscow to sign several key agreements. India to assume chairship of International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance in Sweden today. India's Operation Sagar Bandhu continues to bolster Sri Lanka's struggle against devastation caused by Cyclone Ditwa. Russia, United States talks on Ukraine peace deal ends with no conclusion. U.S. President Donald Trump says U.S. to soon begin land strikes on Venezuela. And in hockey, hosts India enters quarterfinal of AFIH Men's Junior World Cup, beating Switzerland 5-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.